Protestants often wonder why we give so much devotion and attention to our Blessed Lady, and even Catholics from time to time, if they do not know their faith very well, might wonder why our Blessed Lady has such a prominent place. Protestants see it as a type of detraction of honor from our Lord Jesus Christ, but we know that it is not. And I would like to explain to you the deep theological reasons why our Blessed Lady has such an important place in Catholic devotion. In order to answer the question why she has this place, we must understand our Lord Jesus Christ, because everything that our Blessed Lady is to us comes from the fact that she is the mother of our Blessed Lord. Christ has two natures, as you know, human and divine, but there are not two persons. There is a single person of Christ, and that person is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. And so there are not two people in Christ. Our Blessed Lord is not two things. He is a single thing, a single person. Because he is one person, Our Lady may truly say, I have given birth to God. She can say, God is my son. Now this does not mean that she conceived of and gave birth to the divine nature, because that's impossible. God has no beginning. God has no birth. But the child that she did conceive of and beget is God, because Christ is one person. Her child is God. She can say that really and truly and in the strictest sense of the word. Now, the implications of this doctrine, that she can say that, are breathtaking to think about. It means that our Blessed Lady is a co-parent with God the Father. She can stand before the Christ child with God the Father and say, this day I have begotten thee. He says, thou art my son, and she says, thou art my son. So she is a co-parent with God the Father. It means that she is really and truly, therefore, the mother of God. It means that she is the spouse of the Holy Ghost, inasmuch as she conceived of God in her womb by the power of the Holy Ghost. It means that the persons of the Trinity are her family. Just as you have family, the persons of the Divine Trinity are the family of our Blessed Lady. And she is related to the persons of the Trinity the way you are related to your family members. They are to her, in a way, blood relations. It means, therefore, that the house of God is her home. She has a place in the house of God. A rightful place, because her son is God. And it means, therefore, that she is the queen of the universe, just as her son is the king of the universe. No other human being may say these things. No saint can say these things. No angel can say these things. It is true that the angels exceed her in nature. She is only human. They exceed her, but they do not exceed her in grace. They do not even come close to this relationship with the persons of the Trinity that she has. Not even close. Not even the highest angel. She has a unique relationship to God because she is the mother of God. And for this reason, we call her the Queen of all saints and the Queen of angels. St. Bernard of Siena said, Bernardine of Siena said, there is no creature which is subject to the Trinity, which is not also subject to the Blessed Virgin Mary. This exalted position of Mary was decreed by God Himself in the decree of the Incarnation, when God foresaw from all eternity the sin of man and how He would repair man by the Incarnation and the redemption. He foresaw with the Incarnation the Virgin Mary. It was part of the same decision, we might say. God does not come to decisions the way we do. But it was part of the same plan. Anyone could have given the human nature to Christ, but not anyone was sanctified by God in the manner that Our Lady was. And this is the explanation of the verse that the Protestants love. When the lady in the crowd cried out to our Lord, "Blessed is the womb that bore thee and the paps that gave thee suck," He said, "No, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it." And the Protestants think that that is our Lord's way of saying, "Do not honor my mother." But in fact, it's His way of saying, "Honor my mother." Because no one has received the word of God more than she, because she received the word, that is, the Son of God in her womb. And no one kept it more than she, because she is the mother of God. That verse applies to her the most. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. And that's why the angel said to our Blessed Lady, "Hail, full of grace." When we say the Hail Mary, we add the word Mary. The church put that in. But if you look in St. Luke, the angel says, "Hail, full of grace." In the Greek, it is rendered more as completely graced one from the beginning. That's what it means in the original Greek of St. Luke. As if that were her name. He doesn't say Maria. He says, "You graced person, graced from the beginning." Declaring, therefore, implicitly her Immaculate Conception, that she is totally graced from the beginning. As if that were her name. No one can say that except our Blessed Lady. Given this decree of the Incarnation, the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady is clearly necessary. Because God hates sin. And if He is going to come into the world through a woman, that woman can have no sin upon her soul, not ever. It is so easy to realize why God did that when we understand how much God hates sin. And so the church's veneration of Our Lady is based on the church's adoration of Christ. Everything that Our Lady is because of Christ. Just as everything that the tabernacle of the altar is, in its beauty, in its decoration, is because of Christ. There is no other reason. Because it contains Christ. The Protestants see our Blessed Lady merely as a female who provided human nature, who provided human flesh. But the Catholic Church does not see her that way. The Catholic notion of Our Lady is that of a human being who has an intimate relation with the persons of the Trinity. And that is why she has such a high place in our sacred theology, in our Catholic doctrine. And so we say with the liturgy of the Immaculate Conception from the Office of Matins, we say, "O Lord, how admirable is thy name in the whole earth, because thou hast made for thyself a worthy dwelling place in the Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.